Good morning. How's everyone? Good. How many of you seen Jesus? Have any of you ever seen Jesus? I tell you what. Can you see Jesus on my paper? You can't. Look closer. Can you see it? Can you see it? You see where Jesus is? Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's a little hard to see. It's called an optical illusion. That means it's a little hard to see sometimes. And you know, it's the same way with people today. Sometimes people have a hard time seeing Jesus. And why do you think that is? Why is it hard for some people to see Jesus? Libby? Because of their sin? That's true. Because they are a sinner? Owen, I can't hear you. Because some people don't believe. Caden? They don't have any faith. They have no eternal faith. That's true. And today we see 10 men in an upper room, and all of a sudden Jesus is there. They've been with him for 3.5 years, but do they believe? Do they see Jesus? No, the text says that they were amazed, but they were still disbelieving. They've been hearing that Jesus had risen from the dead, but when Jesus was there, they just couldn't see him. They thought he was a ghost. Have you ever seen a ghost? I hope not, because Jesus isn't a ghost. Jesus is God. Jesus is God, and the reason why people can't always see Jesus is because they're looking in all the wrong places. Jesus tells us where he is found. He is found in his words. He is found here in church. He is found in the means of grace. Jesus is found when we pray to him with as Caden says, with true faith. When we pray in true faith, there Jesus is there, and he answers us. We find him. But most importantly, dear friends, we don't find Jesus, do we? Who actually finds us? Jesus is the one who looked for us. When you were just a small little baby, Jesus found you there at the font when you were baptized. And pretty soon we'll have a young lady stand here and be confirmed. Jesus has found her. He has called her by the Spirit into his church. And all these people looking at you right now, they didn't go searching for Jesus. Rather, Jesus came looking for them. And he found them. And he called them by his word. He also called them through baptism. He called them through their confirmation. He called them to be faithful, as Caden said, to have that true faith. And when we have the true faith, who do we see? We see Jesus. We see Jesus. Because he appears to us, not as a ghost, but he appears to us as the Anointed One, as our Savior. And what did Jesus save us from? Sin. Jesus saved us from sin. And because Jesus has done this, Jesus is going to take you and me and all of them where? To heaven. Thanks be to Jesus. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes and bow our heads. And let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming and finding us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for not being a ghost, but for being our God, the Anointed One, the very Lamb of God who has taken away our sin. Lord Jesus, we believe that you are our Savior and that we see you, O Lord, in your word and here in church as we proclaim your name and as we receive from you all the gifts that you give to us. Lord Jesus, we ask that you continue to bless us and guide us, and that you will always be our Savior. And therefore, O Savior, come for us to take us into our heavenly home with you. All these things we pray, Lord Jesus, in your holy name. And all the children said,
Amen.
Hey, you're getting better.